It's now again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, your daily mindfulness training session. After yesterday's episode where I talked about healing religious trauma, we're going to now begin a special series because this is what I'm specializing in now. So we're going to begin a special series focused on healing religious trauma, a topic that can deeply affect how we connect with ourselves and the world around us. In this episode, we'll be exploring the signs and symptoms of religious trauma, how they show up in our lives, and how understanding them can be a powerful first step toward healing, and how you can know if you are experiencing religious trauma. It took me 2 decades to realize that I had religious trauma, 2 decades after I left the religion. Religious trauma refers to the emotional and psychological harm that can come from controlling or punitive religious environments. It's not just about disagreements with belief systems. It's about the lasting impact of beliefs that affect our mental health, relationships, and overall well-being. You might have grown up with teachings or community pressures that left you feeling less than, fearful, or unable to trust yourself and others. Or, like me, you might have entered that as a teenager or even an adult. But if you have been in this kind of high control environment, these impacts often persist long after leaving that religious environment. As I say, they still affect me now about 25 years on after leaving. They subtly shape your life. So common signs and symptoms, anxiety and fear. Many people report feelings of fear or anxiety, often tied to the idea of eternal punishment or condemnation for questioning beliefs. And this anxiety can manifest in subtle ways, such as fear of making mistakes. It's a big one I've had. Difficulty trusting others, or even a constant need for validation. Another one of the symptoms is chronic shame and guilt. Religious trauma can instill a deep sense of shame, often related to rigid moral codes. In my marriage that ended 7 years ago, anytime I did something wrong, I had a deep sense of shame, and I would always, it would trigger me, and I would have a big crying episode in front of my wife, ex-wife, because of the guilt and shame of doing something wrong, and particularly when I felt that I had let her down, whenever I let anybody down. For many, this shame lingers even in situations where it doesn't apply. I remember one time, just a couple of years ago, so decades after, there was some mention that the cake that I was making might not, the birthday cake I was making for my daughter might not be perfect the next day. And that triggered me, and I had a big crying session. Not that important. I mean, it's important. I love my daughter, and I would love things to be perfect for her. But it was just that she wanted a pancake cake, and there was a suggestion that I was making it the day before, and there was a suggestion that it might not last in a perfect sort of way the next day. It was just fine, but just the suggestion that I might have messed up was enough to throw me into an episode. You might feel as if you're never good enough, or you're bad for having certain thoughts, feelings, or desires, because that's drummed into you in these high control religious environments. Self-doubt and loss of personal agency is another symptom. It's another sign. If you struggle with self-doubt and an inability to trust your own judgment, because if you were raised in an environment that emphasized submission or obedience, like fundamentalist Christianity, it's easy to lose confidence in your ability to make decisions. You might notice yourself frequently second-guessing, feeling powerless, or needing external approval before taking any action. Number 4 is difficulty with relationships. This trauma can impact relationships, especially when it comes to forming trust and healthy boundaries. In many religious settings, people are taught to prioritize others' needs, to be a servant, which can lead to codependency or difficulties asserting boundaries. I realized after my marriage that I had made my entire identity about making her happy. And I think a lot of that comes from that servant mentality that you are told to have within fundamentalist Christianity. You might also struggle with vulnerability, fearing that people will judge or reject you. And number five, emotional and physical health issues. It's not uncommon for people to experience physical symptoms, headaches, muscle tension, or for me, digestive issues, and that's related to the stress of religious trauma. My digestive issues started just about the time I started questioning my faith, and they're still going 25 years later. Emotional symptoms like depression, low self-worth, and perfectionism are also common, and I've had that as well, depression especially. And those can affect your overall quality of life. Now, healing starts with awareness. Understanding these signs is the first step toward healing. By identifying how religious trauma has affected you, you can start to work toward reestablishing trust in yourself, addressing shame, and developing healthier relationships. And being mindful, learning mindfulness has made all the difference for me with my digestive issues. I still have the physical symptoms, but I no longer have, at least most times when I'm being mindful, I don't have the added suffering that comes with wanting things to be different from what they are, or feeling like it's my fault that I have these digestive issues. I'm able to just accept them as they are. And guess what? When I don't fight them, they also typically go away sooner. Although that can't be your goal. Your goal is to accept it as it is, whatever it is in this moment, not to make it go away sooner. It's just a nice byproduct that it often does go away sooner then. That's all I have for today. In the next episode, we'll explore practical steps to start the healing process, including grounding techniques and the importance of supportive communities. If you've seen yourself in any of these symptoms, know that healing is possible. We will be exploring ways to navigate this journey together. So don't hesitate to reach out with questions or share this episode with anyone that you think might benefit. And also, if you just subscribe and rate the podcast, that helps us get the word out to more people that healing is possible. And I'm not saying that mindfulness is the way for everybody. It's not. That's part of the fact that you learn when you come out of these high control religious groups is that everybody is different. We don't need to all follow the same thing. But mindfulness has been a huge help to me. And so if you would like to try that, stick around. And remember, if you're looking for more personalized support, visit jeremywest.net for mindfulness coaching services and the guided meditations that are a companion to this podcast. Stay present today. Keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.